Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Here, chatting here with Cindy, here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. Got the best news this morning. Share it with you a little later down the line. Again, want to say good morning. And as always, want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to grow. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that has been really successful in their businesses and that continually to be successful in their business. And it touches me and knows when I know someone has inspired me and has took my advice and did something with it. So, again, remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Last week on the show, we talked about some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to open up a bonding company. Today, we're going to discuss a little more business ideas, got some current events for you guys, and also have a pre-recorded interview with Mark Lawrence. He is an actor, comedian. I know you guys kind of remember him. But before I get to that, had my ear to the street yesterday to my Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. You know I got to give it to you guys. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
Here.
Hey, MJ. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. All right, girl. Let's put it on the table. They had my baby on there last night, and I knew he was in jail, but they surprised me. Mama Deep introduced her prince to the world. What she say? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Okay. Let's get to the gossip. Kurt, I am mad at Kurt. Kurt act like he didn't do anything, and I'm just wondering what that wife going to do. What you think she going to do?
I don't know what she going to do, but what she need to do is like she was doing before, burn them clothes out of there.
Girl.
Because, I mean, for him to do what he did and then just, like, smirk about it, no, you need to get throat punched for real.
But she gave him another free pass when she told him to leave, because that's what
well,
you never supposed to do,
herself,
tell
you know,
him to go.
No, don't give him that.
Well, she gave it to him. And what you think about Baby Bop coming to give her the info? You think that was right or wrong? You think she was...
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do. You better... If that happened to me, I want somebody to tell me. Please.
That's right, girl. Go on, Baby Bop. Kudos to you. And what you think about Drew asking her to have dinner with her and her new boo?
I think that's messy.
I think so, too. Because I was like, he never decided to introduce her to none of her women callers. So, I don't know. I think
but
he just want to be messy.
She wants to date and he wants to meet the dude and he wants to buy dinner? Come on now.
Yeah, you know he being messy. Girl, what you think about the fight, well, the jump off between Mama D and Erica's mom? That was a mess.
I think Mignon would have got him.
You think so?
She was
how old is she? 22? That mama?
With that little shirt on? Yeah, she was kind of
little shirt, little pants. I was like, oh, my God, she is just the worst, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I wish they would let him loose. Mama D was ready. Mama D stood up, got in her boxing stance, and she's ready to cut loose.
Fuck her.
I was They better not send Lil Scrappy to jail. He did not hit nobody. He just pushed her out the way. That's right, Lil Scrappy. Take up for my mother-in-law. That's what you're supposed to do. What else was on there? Who else was? I don't even know. Jocelyn.
Your girl
Arian
trying to sing for K. Michelle background. Come on now.
Yeah. And she can even sing. Poor thing.
Come on. You might can sing la, la, la on, you know, in the showers or whatnot, but come on now. You backing up K. Michelle who's going on tour. Nah, honey. Y'all good friends, but nah, the voice ain't there.
I'm glad K. Michelle had a panel there and she let, you know, professional people help her judge it, because if not, it would just been my friendship.
But even K. Michelle know better. You know what I'm saying? This record company is giving her a chance to do her own thing. I mean, she don't want to mess up.
Yeah. I don't know. Kudos to her. And so what you think about Stevie J and Jocelyn? Jocelyn's going to force that Stevie to marry her.
I know, but, you know, the storyline's getting kind of old to me. I mean, like the old Jocelyn from last year. This new one.
Yeah, she not. She need to bring it back like she used to have it. I don't know why. I wonder what happened.
Maybe they
told her to turn it down some.
But that old Jocelyn, I missed that one.
I don't know, but I know one thing. When Mimi find out about that, she gonna be pissed. All them years she had him and he never married her. But again, Jocelyn is forcing him to marry her, which is stupid. Because to me, she got to remember how she got him. And then, you see, Mimi gave him them keys back to that car. Because did you see what he asked for, what his request was?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that was just too much for my ears.
But did she
really? I don't know.
Stipulations on that car.
I can't wait to see if they really going to get married. That's what I'm waiting on.
If it is, it'd be for the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but that was our reality segment, guys. I'm glad you joined me, MJ, and I will see you next week. Maybe we can start talking about the Hollywood Exes, that new show that's coming out. I can't wait till that come out.
Yeah, it came on last night. I didn't really watch it.
I'm going to go back and check that out. Well, thank you for calling in this morning, my dear, and I will see you next week.
Hello?
All right, guys, that was MJ. She was calling in with her ear to the street from my love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Had to give you guys a dose of your reality. You know I love my little Scrappy, my Mama D, y'all. You know I just love them so much. All right, guys, going to take a quick break and give you guys your blast from the past that you've been waiting on. I'll be right back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. Blast from the past. From the past. From the past.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Hope you guys enjoyed your glass from the past, gave you your dose of reality kind of quickly. Hope you enjoyed that this morning. Got some current events for you guys today. Then, again, I'm going to also give you an interview with Mark Lawrence. It is a pre-recorded interview. Had a couple of requests for him, so I'm going to send you that as well. All right, guys, my first current event I have is going to be it's going to be an Entrepreneur Power Strategic Forum for Business Women. Okay, this is going to be at Hotel Zaza on Main Street, and it's going to be July 23rd, and it's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., so guys, get your business cards together, your flyers. This is going to be a powerful discussion amongst women around Houston. They're going to build some type of forum and learn how to do strategic things around the community. Again, this is going to be on the 23rd of July from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. The next event is going to be the Houston Business Journal, and it's going to be July 10th. Should have gave you that one first, but it's July the 10th, and it's going to be at Hotel Derrick at 2525 West Loop South. And their topic is live with the clarity of purpose, make money living your own dreams. And that's going to be July 10th at Hotel Derrick, 2525 West Loop South. The next one is July 16th. This one is the National Business Development Association. It's going to be a networking breakfast seminar. Again, that's going to be at 1811 Briar Oaks Lane. Again, that's July 16th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Last one is also on the 23rd of July, and this is for business leaders workshop, how to close more sales, more deals, get you more contracts for your business if you're just starting out. And it's 4645 Southwest Freeway. If I said those a little quickly, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send you those back. I'm going to jump right into some business ideas. These are home-based business opportunities. I have a business, consulting business. So if you're good with business and you're good with constructing and learning how to do contracts, a business consultant is a good one. The next one is a pet business. Like, people want to order online for different supplies. So kind of like a pet business supply store. Then personal concierge. You can offer a service, a product. I always talked about this. You have elderly people in their community that their parents that can't take them out to get their medication, maybe a walk to the park or a trip to the store. Offer a service, something that someone will not do. Think outside the box. An event planner or a party planner. Another one is a gift basket maker. Kind of focus around holidays, putting baskets together. And the last one is kids cooking classes. It's the summer, guys. Anything that's dealing with children, party planning, putting together a party, cooking classes, that's good business and good money. So I have a new business grant for your business. Check out the Amber Foundation. They're looking for women that is trying to start their business. They give up to $5,000, and their website is www.womennet.net. That's not an error. It is www.womennet.net. Again, that's the Amber Foundation. Their deadline is July 23rd, if you want to jump on that as well. Going to take a quick commercial break. When I come back, I'm going to just talk about some home-based mistakes when you're starting a business from home. Just going to give you some little essentials to kind of help you out, and then I'll give you your interview. Be right back.
Oh,
sexy and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. Real football. Real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? Well, call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. Anyone that has anger management problems, well, contact High Hopes Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hopes Outreach Center. Sour, then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Going to give you your pre-recorded interview with Mark Christopher Lawrence. And once I get done with that, I'll be back and I'll give you your home-based business mistakes and some other information, too. So enjoy the interview. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my guest today has appeared in movies such as Terminator 2, Crimson Tide, and The Pursuit of Happiness. He also played the character that Big Mike in NBC sitcom Chuck. He's an actor and a very funny comedian. My listeners, please welcome and let's show some love for Mark Christopher Lawrence. Thank you, Mark, for calling the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. So tell my listeners, how did you get started into being an actor or a comedian? What was your big break?
Well, I don't know that it's been a big break. I think it's been, you know, years of persevering. I actually went to USC on a debate scholarship. I was going to be a lawyer. But, I mean, to really understand where and how I got started getting all the way back to high school. I had an English teacher that got me involved in speech and debate, and she also got me to do a play when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And on the speech and debate side, she had a guy mentor me who had graduated from there and was at USC at the time. And he was a comedian, and he had a friend that was a comedian, Rusty Cundiff, who Rusty and I are still great friends today, and he's one of my writing partners, and Rusty wrote and directed for Dave Chappelle Show. So Rusty was also a comedian, and so I'm in the 11th grade by the time I met Rusty, and that's when I started doing comedy in the 11th grade. After that, I went off to college, and when I was at USC, one of my debate coaches was friends with my first agent, so he invited her to see me in a play.
Okay.
She gave me her business card and said, hey, I'd like to have a conversation with you. So I called her up, made an appointment. 2 days later, went in for a conversation with her, and 2 days after that, she sent me out for an audition for Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
And I got the job, and that was my first audition.
Okay.
First job.
Okay.
In television. So that's how, that was sort of the beginning of comedy and, you know, TV for me.
Okay.
And I studied, when I first got to USC, I was a communications major. And I took a voice class for centering and speaking, and the instructor said to me, I think you should audition for the Bachelor of Fine Arts acting program here at SC. Because to pass this class, you had to do a monologue, two monologues and two songs. And so he liked what he saw and thought that I could make it in this program. He coached me for the audition, and I got in, which added 2 years to the time that I would graduate.
Okay.
And started working professionally that same year. That was the same year that the agent sent me out for Hill Street Blues. So it all just sort of fell into place.
Okay. So when you were studying at USC in the beginning, you were thinking about being a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's...
In fact, most of my friends that were on the debate team then are now lawyers and judges.
Wow. But you're doing much better than them now.
I don't know. I'm enjoying my career. I'm very happy in it. I think a lot of them are very happy in what they're doing. I don't know if it's a matter of better, but just being happy.
Well, we see you all the time on TV, so, that's an awesome thing. So tell the listeners, what's some of your next upcoming projects? How can we look for you? How can we stay tuned in with you?
Well, right now I'm in pre-production for a feature film called Chronicles of Rick Roll. I'm a producer on it and one of the actors in it. And Carson Oliver. And dotting all over our eyes, trying to get the legal part of it together, and then from there we'll go into trying to attach large names to the project because it's a $30 to $60 million project, so we're trying to we'll get some big names in it.
Okay.
And then hopefully by June or July, hopefully we'll have the funding to get going. But I guess the best way to keep up with me is to see what I'm doing. Like from on the comedy side, is to check Mark Christopher Lynch's stuff. My comedy schedule is on there all the time and updates almost every day.
Okay.
And then I always post on Facebook.
Okay.
And Twitter. My Twitter account is Mark DHR. I post every day, and generally, if people ask me questions when I'm on Twitter, I'll answer.
Okay. Well, I know your answer, because anything I've asked you in the past on Facebook, you've answered. So tell any person or anybody want to break in, I guess, into acting, or if they just want to kind of do their own business, what kind of words of wisdom would you give them?
I'd say to them is find something that you really love, because you don't want to be stuck in a business or stuck doing a job that you hate.
Right.
It's something that you love to do, and that has the potential to sustain you, that you can make money at it. And so I would say, you know, in the beginning, whatever education that you need, whatever training, if you want to be an actor, you know, you got to get some training. I mean, you can't just walk in and expect that you're gonna be good at it.
Right. Right.
You know, there's raw talent, and then there's trained, and then there's raw talent and trained. You know, it's like, yeah. if you have raw talent and you're trained, you know, you have one up on folks, and so it's imperative that you get some training, you know, in whatever you do. If you're gonna be a sandwich maker, you know, go work somewhere that makes sandwiches so you can see how to do it better.
Right. Right.
My brother-in-law has a very successful business on the East Coast, and before he opened it, he worked for free at a restaurant. So it's a restaurant, and he worked for free to learn the business for 6 months.
Right, right. You have to do that so you get the knowledge, like you said. And to me, you have to have a passion for whatever you want to do. I mean, that's what I always tell my listeners. If you want to open up a business, you want to write a book, you want to break it into modeling, comedy, whatever it is, if you don't have the passion, it won't be successful. I mean, you're right on that end. So
yeah, you got to have the passion, and you got to have training. I mean, because a lot of people are trained. I mean, as far as actors go, I mean, there are, you know, several million actors.
Right.
And you figure of those several million, 3% are making a living, 1% of the 3 are making a killing.
Right.
So your potential for success is stacked against you. However, with your perseverance and your training, when that door swings open, it's your opportunity. You know, you got to put your best foot forward and go in there and make it happen. You know, a lot of it is timing, a lot of it is luck. But what you want to do is be sure that you're prepared when your time comes.
Right, right. Well, Mr. Lawrence, I am so glad you did call, and I appreciate all your words of wisdom, your little history about your background. I'm appreciative, again, of you calling the show, giving all this information, and I know you have a busy schedule, so my listeners, put your hands together for Mr. Lawrence again, and you need to check him out. Please go to his website. Follow him on Twitter. Let's support him of his next coming feature film with his comedy. He has a book out. So, guys, look for him on there. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you. All right, guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Mark Lawrence. Got a lot of emails that people want to actually hear the interview again, but you can always go back to the website and check the interviews out or any interview that I've actually had. So I don't know if you know that or not. So, again, hope you enjoyed that. Going to give you some home-based mistakes when you're starting your business from home, because when you're launching a business from home, it can kind of provide tremendous flexibility of the kind of work life and balance. So in a reality, a home-based business, it does face challenges. So here are a few mistakes or challenges that you can actually face, but you can correct them. So if you're spending too much time at home with your business, that's a mistake. So one thing you should do is, instead of being at home so much, go outside and do some networking, attend some seminars, get out and do some face-to-face meetings. That should help a little bit. Try not to allow so many interruptions when you have a home-based business, taking personal calls, family members, texting, watching TV. Try to avoid those interruptions as well. Failing to create an adequate workspace for your business. Always try to be organized. Try to stay away from your living space of home. Not doing any cooking, cleaning, you know, that's not really professional. So that's something else. But anyway, lastly, keep a daily planner so you can start your day with a plan so you can keep all your tasks and deadlines and meetings, etc. That's something I do on a daily basis, even for classwork or if I just got to go pick up something from the store. I use my planner a lot. So kind of hope this helped a little bit with this little information. I know I went through it kind of quickly, gave you guys a lot of information today. But email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send it to you anyway if there's something additional that you need me to go back and send. Hope you guys enjoyed my reality segment, my love and hip-hop to Atlanta with me and MJ. Got to put it down for a little scrappy, y'all. Y'all know I'm just obsessed with a little scrappy. But I just want to kind of give you a quick reminder. Open Talk 2 will be launching their first YouTube and Ustream video episode in September 2013. Again, it's going to be three lovely ladies on the panel. Going to have them on the show next week so they can kind of introduce themselves so y'all can know. But in the meantime, we're looking for talented artists around Houston who are trying to get their music out. If you're an upcoming rapper or comedian, whatever it is that you're trying to get out, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. We're going to actually be doing some open auditions for that as well to help you launch your music careers. So I'll be back on the air next Tuesday, July 10th at 10 a.m. Hope you guys have a happy week and a blessed weekend, and I'll see you guys then. I'm going to leave you with another blast from the past, since you guys love that so much. So have a good one.
All right. All right. Blast from the past.
Put your back down.